As a leader in your organization, or a trainer to others, encourage those around you to 1. Do what you can to communicate appreciation to your colleagues. 2. Learn how they like to be shown appreciation. It is most likely not the same way you do. And 3. Practice. Finally, challenge them to a personal experiment. Observe what happens when you consistently thank your team members for doing their work. I will bet a fair amount of money they will begin to see positive results, if others believe they are genuine and the appreciation is communicated in the ways important to them. Reaction number 2. How am I supposed to do this when I don't feel appreciated? The second most commonly voiced argument from supervisors and managers is, what am I supposed to do if I don't feel appreciated? Where am I going to get the motivation and energy to show appreciation to my team members? Interestingly, the intensity of this response is not typically as forceful as the I'm supposed to tell them thanks reply, and the topic is usually brought up later in the training process. The reaction is less defiant and oppositional without the you've got to be kidding me message implied. The impression I receive from those asking the what if I don't feel appreciated question is not that they disagree with the importance of employees feeling appreciated, but after a period of reflection, they honestly are asking themselves, how am I going to do this when I feel discouraged myself? They seem to be truly looking for an answer rather than setting up an argument. Even the CEO needs appreciation. The other intriguing aspect is that this response can come from anyone at any level in the organization, a frontline supervisor, a mid-level manager, the CFO, the receptionist, and even the CEO or owner of the business. Not feeling valued is not reserved only for lower-level workers, which some people seem to assume. While it is true that some positions in an organization have more prestige and influence associated with them, executives and managers are paid more, and some jobs are by nature more interesting and have other perks, the fact remains that ultimately everyone wants to know that they are valued by those around them. One business owner and CEO of his company confided in me, "You know, the employees look at me and think I have it made. They see me speaking in front of groups, we have a big house, and we get to take nice vacations. It seems like the American dream to them. But they don't see the pressure I carry. Finding enough work to keep 50 people employed, or the fact that my personal assets are used as collateral by the banks. So if the business goes down, so do my savings. I'm not complaining, I have a good life. But it's lonely at the top. And no one seems to think that the owner needs to hear a little appreciation, too." The problem with lack of support and encouragement for organizational leaders is extremely prevalent in not-for-profit, social service, or volunteer organizations. The burnout rate for directors of these types of organizations can be incredibly high. Why? Because usually the people the director reports to are the board. Did you hear that scary organ music play when you listened to me say that? And the board of directors of a nonprofit or volunteer organization is not always the healthiest of groups. And understandably so. They are volunteers. The board members are usually busy, successful professionals. And while they may have a heartfelt passion for the mission of the organization, they typically don't have a lot of extra time and energy, let alone time and energy for